Good morning. I'm Celeste Headley. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to continue our series of healthcare roundtables. We're asking people today, we hear you like your healthcare. Do you? And we've heard from a couple people who...
Well, that story of Lori's there at the top.
Absolutely. It's like a rounding endorsement.
Son diagnosed with aggressive bone cancer. Go to the insurance company. They get to go to the best doctor in the country.
Immediately.
And treatment commences immediately.
Immediately.
You know, I think there are lots of people who have stories of where insurance came in and was the backstop. And that's really an important narrative.
Which is what it's
healthcare supposed
to do.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
When
right.
insurance did exactly what it was supposed to do. So first, we're going to turn to Julie Mason. She's going to give us some background on this. Julie's the White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Julie, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Celeste.
So this week, President Obama has a little bit of time in Washington before the legislators get back. What is he going to do with his time?
Well, he's laying low right now. A big question right here in Washington, especially at the White House, is what mood are these lawmakers going to be in when they come back? We've had some significant developments over the month of August, which seem to have really changed the dynamic in healthcare reform.
So do we have any ideas? Is he working behind the scenes?
Oh, I mean, yeah. Oh, sure. He's calling lawmakers. He's feeling them out. He's seeing what kind of mood they're in. You know, one of the things is there's been a drop in support for Obama in the polls. He's at a 50% approval rate in the latest Gallup poll. That's terrible for him. It makes you wonder, does he have political capital to get this done? Also, we've had these town hall theatricals that have made the White House very, very nervous. And also some dire...
You're not calling them town meetings anymore. You call them theatricals. I like that.
They're theatricals.
Yeah. They're events.
And these dire new deficit projections that have lawmakers very leery about taking on a big health care reform package. So the White House is making behind-the-scenes calls, feeling people out on how they feel about this stuff.
What is your feeling for how people are voting on this? I mean, we heard a lot about the fact that now that Ted Kennedy has passed away, he doesn't have the 60 votes that he needs, and he's kind of in doubt about his two independents there. What is your feelings for
right,
how close we are?
It really looks bad. I think they've really lost a lot of ground. I'm not sure how they make it up. I think we're going to be looking at a very scaled back package when lawmakers get back. I think the appetite for doing something major and something significant is gone.
Well, Julie, I talked to you yesterday about Max Baucus, who was at one point the Senate Democratic leader who was going to save the day on health care. You spoke with him over the weekend and he rolled his eyes.
Yeah, exactly. He's not happy with it anymore. And Chuck Grassley also. They're very much against the public option, and that might be off the table. These members of the Senate feel like there's no public will to include a public option, and that's something that liberal groups are really pushing hard for.
Okay, Julie Mason, thanks for joining us. She's the White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner. We've heard a lot, John, about people who don't like their health care.